Effect is a two-day conference that examines the work, culture, and design of social change. This grassroots event, featuring stories from multiple marginalized activists, creators, and technologists working towards social change. Again, that's Affect on Thursday and Friday, September 6th and 7th at the University of Oregon, White Stag Block, 70 Northwest Cooch Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
You are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. Next up is David and Khan with Calculated Conversations.
This you wait.
Always here.
I even
wrote the song.
And all of
the time we shared.
And if you can't say love,
justice
will prevail.
And even
love will overcome.
And all of
evil will fail.
And if you can't say love,
this you wait.
Always here.
I even
wrote the song.
And all of
the time we shared.
And if you can't say love,
justice
will prevail.
And even
love will overcome.
And all of
evil will fail.
And if you can't say love,
I'll say it for you. Travel the globe and tell everybody to aim love towards you. The feeling's better than base. Sure, I'm not the only person that's able to read the letter on your face, hun. I'll make an alternate ending. It would all be worth it if I were to fall for defending the love on my 12 inches. A love that's unselfish above all the hellish because of your well wish.
Case for your screw face, brought a new pace. Embrace grace, cut the chase. Know our place in a world of anger with piles of waste. We're some do-gooders with the filtration. We're Mexican, Islander, Euro, African, Asian. Celebrate creator before creation. Division, we're erasing.
Patiently taking all day, waiting for the confrontations to cease and the nations to do as we've done. Replacement killers love a good fight. A good night kiss takes the queen but protects the king's life. While worldwide peace is just a figment, and now is where we're living. We can hold on to the vision, do our ancestors right by our decision. Thanksgiving to the most for the host of believers in this ghetto child's achievements through all.
This you ain't
always here.
I even
wrote the song.
And all of
the time we share.
And if you can't say love,
justice
will prevail.
And even
love will overcome.
And all of
evil will fail.
And if you can't say love,
this is love. My wife is love. Impossible not to write this love. Fight this love. For the fight for what's inside my blood and beliefs. Passed through my ancestry and family tree. From my
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
Spread yourself.
Good evening. It's actually a wonderful evening here in Portland, Oregon. This is the Calculated Conversation Radio Show. I'm your host, David Jefferson, and your co-host,
Can Jones. Yeah.
Back in the house again to calculate a few conversations, put some words together and see what they mean and see if you can understand them. And, you know, and before we get started, keep in mind, you guys can always call into the show, touch bases with us. You know, tell us how you feeling or what you're going through. Throw a few scenarios around. Let's see if the formulas can adapt, you know. Mm-hmm. The number is 503-231-8187. So, again, that's 503-231-8187.
And also, if you're in your car listening and you got to go into the house or something,
You can also jump online, kboo.fm, and that'll stream it live to you.
That's right. And so if you can't always, you know, like he said, catch it in the car, when you go to the website, make sure that you click up top that says listen now. There's a link that says listen now. And so I know people go there all the time and they're like, I can't find it.
Right.
You know, but, and I think that on the computer, listen now is like readily just kind of visible, but I believe that on your mobile phone you have to click another button up top to see for listen now to actually drop down.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it drops down on the mobile phone.
See, like, I don't think I've tried to do it. I've done it from the computer, so that's good.
It's right there on the computer, but on the mobile phone it doesn't. I don't think it drops down. You got to click something. So
see, good information.
Yep. Anyways, yes, it is September 4th.
Yes.
Right.
And the year is over.
Right. Kids back to school.
Yeah, kids back to school. Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year. 3 weeks. All of that's about to happen.
I know, man. I've been seeing all the pictures, man. I miss wearing my first school clothes for the first day, man. That was like the best feeling ever, man, to like put on your fresh new clothes and just get up and go sharpen your pencil for no reason. Yeah, I know you see my Wranglers.
I had a moment where I was cracking up to myself because I realized that, you know, my kids is lucky enough to have a lot more, and it's been evident because this year my daughter didn't even wear new clothes on the first day.
What?
Like, she just put an outfit on, and I was like, all them shoes, all the extras I went through to stock that closet, and you was wearing last Thursday's outfit.
Right.
And I'm not mad at it. I feel like that's a lot of pressure that's off when you can just come through any kind of way. She was sprinkling new and old through the week. So I guess, you know, there was some strategy to it. So stretch it out. Everybody's outfit's going to be burnt out after that first week. She's going to have some little things up her sleeve still. So.
Right. She got that that wealthy mind.
Right.
Mindset.
Right.
Ain't about the outsides.
Yeah, I was not that person. I was trying to put it all on.
Man, what'd you end up getting into this weekend? Any cool stories, man, that we could?
I feel like this weekend I slept a lot. I almost slept Saturday away.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah, that was I think, you know, that's what that body be just talking to you, like, yeah, right. it's a wrap. Lay it on down. But I did go through, I think I'm going through this little moment kind of right now, just, you know, kind of being at a point of feeling like, you know, hitting another phase in life, starting to look at some bigger ways to go, getting out of some old mindsets and, you know, things. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm definitely breaking into a new mold. And, you know, some of that is like been going to like a purge, right?
Right.
So I've been going through, I spent a Saturday night because I slept all day. So later on, I went out in the garage and just started going through boxes, going through, you know, things that I've been holding on to. I bought the original Dre Beats when they came out over 10 years ago.
What?
Still had the box along with all the cords, everything still in there. The pamphlets, the warrant, everything. And I went through, though, just finding stuff like that. I keep some about certain electronics. I always keep the box and hold on to them. A lot of gear from my video days, a whole bunch of lights and stuff. Right. Just taking up room and kind of taking it to the mind frame that, you know, I got to let some of that go. Old paperwork, you know, again, just things tying to the past that it was no reason to keep holding on to it and just condensing and, you know, having, even in the room, like that's what I went to next was went in the room, start going through the junk drawer, you know, that stuff. That's like, you know, so many little things in there. I got thumb drives from like 2004, 2005 when it was on like 64 megabytes. You could fit like 8 songs on there. Yeah, so it's like kind of going through that. Actually got my LinkedIn up and jumping and been putting some work in behind that and just trying to, you know, take all these notes. A lot of the stuff that's just been getting put off, you know, over this past, I feel like, year or so. It's been so hectic, so now I'm getting a moment just to kind of breathe and really take into account what's important. Right. So it's kind of, you know, restructuring those things and trying to catch my groove, and I feel like using my birthday, which would be the 13th, using that kind of as that reset, you know, and that's where I'll put some more structure, behind my day to day. So right now in between.
September?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, y'all hear that, man. Calculated conversation, throwing a party in
coming
a couple
up
weeks.
Quick.
That's cool. Yeah. I'll be on the same move, though, just trying to organize. And I have a habit of thinking that, like, I might need some of this stuff in the future. Bro, like, and, I don't,
and
you know.
That's heavy. And that's the biggest piece, is taking into account how long you've had these things. Because mm-hmm. I'm that same way. I'm that, you know, I know what I went through to find this one core, whatever it is, you know what I mean? Or that one scenario that this might work again, and I'll have it.
Right.
And especially me being, you know, I do so much stuff myself, like tools and stuff. Like, that makes sense in tool sense. But a lot of this stuff that's in there, it's like, when in the last year have you touched it? 2 years. How many times have you went and got something in place of that in that time?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But I think we all, that's one of the struggles of, like, you have it and it's kind of holding, and it's like a lightweight hoarding of the little small stuff.
Yeah. And then I think it just kind of also kind of clouds partly the vision of where you're supposed to be going and mm-hmm. what you're supposed to be doing, and kind of slowing down your growth. You know, that's really hard for me, though, because you just think everything means something.
Man.
And it's like, and it's coming to
that sentimental value.
Yeah. And it's coming to the realization that, you know, some of the things you've always had or some of the things that you got history with
mm-hmm.
Is not necessarily the things that you need to take to the future with you.
Right.
If you're going to grow and you're going to start to clear your mind and kind of clear out your pathway,
right.
You know, and really be accountable for where you're going, even, you know, as opposed to always where you come from, I guess.
Right.
You know, which further kind of transitions, I think, into when you're dealing with, you know, people as well.
Right.
You know, I think that sometimes people have a tough time severing ties with people or situations or organizations that mm-hmm. no longer serve an energetic purpose to their life.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think sometimes the connection is so strong, you kind of feel disloyal if you disconnect the line sometimes.
Right.
Not realizing that can also sort of prohibit you from moving forward,
right?
You know, and so I think that's something that's very important as you start to ascend into self-awareness, mm-hmm. you know, and also ascend into the individual that the universe has created you to be, or
right.
you know, whatever it is you believe in, whatever path has been set out for you, like. Letting go certain things will allow you to right. follow that, you know, at right. a reasonable speed.
And having in the mindset too, which, you know, the idea that whatever, you know, is there can be replaced. And that was actually, you know, part of a conversation that I was having that had to do with that idea that it you know, it's this idea that we hold on to it as if we're never gonna come across it again.
Right.
And again, there's some things right. like, you know, heirlooms and stuff like that might be, but there's so much to the idea of just the freedom kind of letting go. And really when you're hitting these phases and being in these kind of uncomfortable phases where you feel like you're growing right. and the things that you know, if you're looking around your room or, you know, looking around whatever, and it's everything is just a reflection of the past and, you know, the things that times and periods that you were not that fond of,
right.
you know, it's keeping that stuff right there. And, you know, and that goes, you know, with people also, because I think that idea that, you know, you'll never find somebody like this or whatever it is they're providing for you, you know,
right.
at that level in your life where you're at, you know, you typically meet people and it's something that they're fulfilling in that moment, and that may change, you know, as you hit
right.
this next phase. And that idea that, you know, you may not find that type of comfort and so on again, which, you know, you'll come across whatever it is you're looking for if you keep the mind frame that is possible and that will happen for you.
Right.
And that's having to kind of, what is it, the abundance, the idea of abundance
the
that
abundance.
You will have what you need. And I think that's something to really, you know, cycle through and keep in mind.
Right.
If this is actually where in your head, you know, okay, I'm at this next phase, so I'm going here, and having the absolute trust in yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you're going to be able to do all the things that you have in your head as far as what's at this next level that you want to accomplish at this level.
Right.
Make sure y'all, right quick, 503-231-8187. That is the phone number.
503-231-8187. So, again, calculated conversation, KBOO 90.7 FM. Yes. Make sure you tell your friends and your family and the coworker that you rarely talk to in the lunch hall. That's a hot radio show popping right now, you know, and they need to tune in. But, you know, so I guess what it is you just can't be afraid to grow. You know, you can't be afraid to, I guess, just kind of move forward, you know. And I think that, you know, you have to be comfortable with people not understanding that, right, that ascension, you know. And so I know that I've had issues in the past, you know, because, I mean, I consider myself to be somewhat loyal, but I think at some point you start to become more loyal to what's around you than to what's inside of you, you know. And so in order for you to benefit yourself and the people around you, I think you have to be loyal to the internal aspect of who you are and what that is. Otherwise you really can't be of full service to the people around you. And so as you grow, it's important to realize that certain people aren't just going to, you know, have already served their purpose in your life, you know, and you got to be okay with that. And it's not going to feel good. Growth is always uncomfortable, you know, like they say, when you're lifting weights and you get sore for 2 days, I mean, it's because you're growing, you know. And I think I was watching a video today, actually, and it was just talking about the beauty of those people and those organizations that have become comfortable with discomfort, you know, and they're okay with that, okay with being misunderstood, and things like that, you know. And those are some of the characteristics I think that will, you know, allow you to prosper, you know, in these scenarios, you know. And so even with like relationships, family, jobs, organizations, things like that, like you really have to kind of evaluate where you're coming from and where you're going, and you have to be loyal to the energy inside you, you know. And sometimes you got to make those tough decisions. And if you don't make them, I mean, you can constantly get pulled back into where you used to be and where you used to come from. And then that could become your whole future if you're not careful, you know. And that's that comfort zone, you know, that people like feel good in. I know everybody here. I'm familiar with this area. Like, I like this. This is all I've ever known. And this is probably all I'm ever going to know.
Right.
But then you get into a new, you toss yourself into a totally brand new, uncomfortable environment with new people who encourage you to think differently, or to, you know, access information differently, you know, or to communicate differently, or to empathize deeper than you have, you know. And all these things, it makes it kind of throws you off, and that's what makes or breaks, I think, some of the great people and some of the people that remain, you know, mediocre. Being able to fight that and be okay with the discomfort, and realizing that people not gonna always understand it, you know. And that's always been my problem, you know. I think being, you know, where I'm from and being different and thinking different and but still blending in on a regular basis, but realizing this ain't really the end of the road, you know, and having to take those steps to identify myself, identify the internal gifts and the internal talents and stuff and that I carry, and trying to use those as best of my ability. And sometimes those things will take you completely further away from everything that you're familiar with, you know. And so I just think it's a cool thing for people to be reminded of and keep in mind, because it's hard. You got to leave family, you got to break off relationships, you know, old friendships, old neighborhoods. Some people just leave the whole city they was raised in. You know, you've done that. You know, I mean, how uncomfortable was it to leave, you know, San Diego and then go to Seattle and then leave Seattle and come to Portland, and then try to, every time you had to do that, you was tossed in discomfort. And it looks like you've been able to, you know, sort of maximize off of that, though.
Because I hit Seattle with nothing, nobody. That was my child and her mother at that point. And managed to make that work out. Same thing coming here. It's like, you know, it's showing up. I'm okay with being uncomfortable. You know, I think similar to kind of what you had pointed out about the idea of always, you know, knowing something's a little different. Of course, I can sit and run with, you know, whoever. I can adapt to whatever scenario and make that work. But of course, the things that, you know, caught my interest since forever was always something different compared to, you know, just my general peer set. But I think one of the things too people got to take into account is how much stuff we normalize, right? Stuff that's really like crazy, you know, and we normalize it. And so because it's become normalized, and this is from relationships, just your everyday activity. I mean, you just think it's crazy stuff we didn't see in life that would freak somebody out. I mean, I know plenty of people that I see somebody get knocked out. There's people that I see somebody get shot, and it's not a big event. It's like, oh, sheesh. Well, we're going to keep going on over here. You know what I mean? It's no, we're spooked and we're right. It's like, it's normalized.
Right.
We're in a lot of areas that's pandemonium. Everybody's going crazy. Mm-hmm. So going down, you know, to like a relationships, in our relationships, whether it's friendships, romantic, whatever it may be, it's a lot of this stuff that's in us and we think it's okay and it's normal. So we're not even understanding that we're comfortable in this chaos.
Right.
You know what I
right.
mean? That's not even understood. It's just, oh, and then it's this idea of like, why do I keep ending up in these situations? Why do, why, you know, even though you know that you don't want that,
right,
and not even recognizing that it is that you keep being drawn to, because that is where the comfort is.
Exactly.
And that's where, you know, and I think getting a lot of that when, you know, people hit me about relationship advice and so on, that's, you know, something I typically throw out. It's just like, you know, is that, you know, I mean, I've made jokes and stuff online, like, you know, my woman got to threaten me every so often, like, and joking, but then thinking like, you know, that ain't cool. It's still, I mean, but at the same
time. Shouldn't have to go that far, right?
Right. But it's just, you know, some of the ways in which we normalize some of this stuff, and understanding that our comfort, we may not recognize that we're just being where we're comfortable.
Right.
You know, and I think that's where it takes, where it's a you, it's a me, it's a somebody, it's somebody to try to have the conversation or pull them out.
Right.
Like one of the best things I did, I brought, you know, some of my partners up from Dago, brought them up here, and this was like, what?
Right.
You know, took them to Seattle, like, what?
Right.
Went to Canada, like, what? This is to be somewhere, you know what I mean, and be so far removed from it to where paying attention to the minor things, you know, being at the stoplight, not having to be in the right lane, you know, these things that you're conditioned to, that idea of, can we go to that gas station? Can we do all that is gone.
Right.
You know what I mean? So now you're able to think in a way that it's not being bogged down with all these other survival vibes, right?
Yes.
I think it's on the people that do have that ability to try to pull something. And it ain't got to be out of state, you know what I mean? Just grabbing somebody and pulling them into something different. Take them to eat somewhere they ain't used to dealing with, you know, nice forks and spoons that got different uses, and, you know, just something. Because it makes people see something a little bit different. And I feel like all you got to do sometimes is just trigger that. Right. And then I think there's also the people, I'm long-winded here, but it's also the people that kind of suppress what we were talking about, the knowing we different and have been different, but that gets suppressed because that's getting no playback.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like nobody's connecting with that, so they're connecting with this, so that gets muted, and it takes either you getting older and just realizing, like, I'm going to just be 100% me, or it's going to take somebody to kind of prodding.
Right.
And seeing, oh, you got a little something. Well, let me, bring that out of you. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then you start feeling comfortable once you're getting somebody saying, that's cool.
Right.
You know, that's okay. And that's just those pieces. And I think it takes, again, us. It takes the people who are more aware of themselves to be able to do that. Even if you are maybe outgrowing your situations and outgrowing the people, at least the people that you actually care about and feel like they should be, give them what you can to try to, at least if you're gonna go to another level, give them at least a piece of rope to see if they're gonna try to climb with you. You know what I mean?
Right.
That way it's not just like I woke up today and I'm cutting everybody off.
Right.
You know what
right,
I mean? Like
right.
I'm at this new point, and it's like, did you give anybody a chance to come with you?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
so to keep that in mind, kind of with these advancements. And of course, like you said, everybody's not meant to go the whole route.
Right. So if they take the rope that you're trying to help them with and they keep trying to choke you with it,
man,
then you know that you have to cut the ties, baby. You have to cut the ties. You know, but also, first of all, we got Trayla in the house. She over there being quiet, but she's been contacting us and wanting to come into the show and, you know, listen up and see how we do things. So
Trailer Lomax is in the house, a dear friend of me and Cans, for thinking, for moving, you know, and just trying to stay in, you know, stay in touch with the Calculated Conversation crew and what we represent. Mm-hmm. You want to say something to your people, Trailer?
Just talk right here.
I think that one's working. Yeah.
Hello, thank you guys for having me. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah.
And it is definitely an honor and a privilege to be here. And you guys is... wise conversations. I'm taking it all in. You see, I'm over here jotting. Right. But yeah, shout out to everybody I love and rock with out there that's listening. Y'all tune in. Stay tuned in.
Right, right. So yeah, pretty soon we're gonna start having we're gonna start doing a few contests so people can come in and actually just hang out and listen and give out a couple of Calculated Conversation shirts.
Yes.
But you know, so you know, just on the note, one more time. The phone number here is 503-231-8187. Again, 503-231-8187. So if you got something you want to touch bases with us on, you can relate to this, or if you can't, or if you got a story for us, man, send it our way and let's calculate it. But also, you know, if you do find yourself struggling, you know, you find yourself going through the repetitive motions, you know, of the same scenarios with the same people or the same energy, and you just feel like it's not working for you, or you're getting overly frustrated, or you just don't know where you're headed, you know, really, really, really try to tap in to your friends that have a certain level of spirituality, a level of awareness. I mean, there's a lot to be said and learned about this, you know, this energy movement, you know, this understanding yourself, this internal awareness, the things that help you adapt to the world, where you need to be. You know, I know that, you know, I say us because I'm assuming that, you know, we kind of in the same mode when it comes to being on that level. And a lot of the drawback that we get from family and friends and people who really don't understand why it is we speak about these things, or you know, why we sound like broken records when we talk about, you know, and why people get so offended about this. And, you know, then it comes with the, you think you know everything, or you think you're perfect, or, you know, and you don't have to, what people fail to realize, you don't have to be perfect to inspire somebody in a level of life that you've made yourself aware of. Right. That might just be that area you might be good in. That doesn't mean I don't have other issues or other things that I go through.
Yes.
You know? Key. And so, like, we're not perfect. So, like, people, like, if you got people that's trying to push you, trying to support you, and they're giving you advice, forget about them being perfect. You know, just understand the fact that we, you know, in certain levels of life, we understand imperfection. And that's the beauty of our ascension, to be aware. You know, we know where we're imperfect at, so we're able to focus in on those characteristics and see what we can learn from them and build off of them and create formulas. So it might look like we know what we're talking about in a lot of areas, but that's just because we understand where we fail at in them areas, you know? And, okay.
All right.
So we got some callers coming in, but just keep that in mind, you know, if you got people coming towards you, let them come to you. If they're giving you advice, you know, hear them out. You know, it's not an attack. It's not a, you know, it's not a downplay of your character, your experiences. It's just a whole nother way of looking at scenarios that you might go through. That's all it really is. You know, it's not to put anybody down. It's not to separate we here and you there. It's to really just get us all on the same plane. So don't get offended if you got people trying to love you, trying to support you, you know, trying to push you. You know, sometimes, you know, people that care about you on the outside, they see things differently than you see them internally. Righteous. And they may not tell you exactly what you want to hear. You know, they're not going to always just float your boat and throw sugar on everything that's spicy. You know, I mean, sometimes they just going to let you know this is what's going on, you know, and this is what it's going to take. And I'm here for you. I'm supporting you.
Right.
But first, we got to look at what's real. We got to talk about what's actually happening, not what we wish was happening,
right,
you know, and not what we want people to tell us was happening, but what's actually happening. And that's not always pretty. It's not always a pretty sight what's going on. But in order to look at that, you know, like take that information in, you know, examine that, break that down and build that back up, it'll make you a totally different, conscious, aware, loving, high energy, pleasant person to be around, you know. But you have to understand yourself to get to that point. You know what I mean? That's a hard point to get to. And so with that being said, we got some callers coming in. Who we got right now?
We've got Jeff and Rafan.
All right. Fine. Let's hit Jeff first. Jeff on line one. Jeff, you there?
I think I'm on line one.
Okay. How you doing, man?
I'm okay. Thanks very much. David, Ken.
What's going on?
Trayla.
Trayla. Hi.
Glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And what's this about T-shirts, by the way, before we get any further? Are there really a Calculated Conversation T-shirt?
Yes, there are.
Mm-hmm. There's all type of Calculated Conversation apparel.
Merch of all kinds. That's great.
Right. We got to put a logo to the station so people know what it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You mentioned rut and routine. Those are related words, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And it does sometimes take another individual to see that you are in a rut.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we're encompassed by the walls of our own rut, our routine, what we do all the time, this rut, routine. And so others are necessary to do that. And our possessions have run the risk of possessing us. You were talking, Ken, about clearing out, about moving things aside and making space.
Yep.
Letting go.
Yes.
I believe that's the term. And it comes, David and Trayla, with other people so many times. Not just other people, but think about it like this, if you will. All of your worries and your troubles, so much of these things are actually as constant companions to you. Oh, my troubles, oh, my worries. We carry them close to our heart, close to our chest, and they practically form an umbilical cord to us. And the trick is, whether it is bad friends and associates, or troubles, or worries, or possessions, or things that weigh you down, you must let it go.
Mm-hmm. Let it go.
But in letting it go, now keep this in mind, David, of ascending, in letting things go, because we are on a great ocean, not in the sky, but on an ocean, and we're being pulled down by this thing that is causing us to sink, and we let it go, great. But there is that umbilical cord, that rope of which you mentioned already, and you must be prepared to literally cut the rope.
Snip, snip.
And this goes to a bad associations and friendships. It's so-called friendships, people that are not your friend at all, who are actually dragging you down, possessions that are dragging you down,
mm-hmm.
and worries and troubles, things in your mind that are literally weighing upon you because you have become them and they you. Because now you're all of a piece, you must cut the cord, the rope that actually attaches you to those things. Otherwise, you will bob back up, ascend right to the surface, and then maybe have a chance to ascend into the heavens. Right now, we're lucky just to be floating along. And any added weights, be they this, that, or the other, will do nothing but drag us down. So let it go, but don't forget to cut the rope. You know what I'm saying?
Love it, Jeff. Love it.
All right. That's enough of me, and thank you so much. I love this show, and I love that you take my call. God bless you, and thank you, and good night.
All right. Talk to you later, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
God bless you, Jeff. Good to meet you.
We got somebody else on the line. Let's bring them in. Who is it?
It's Rafan.
Oh, Rafan, you there?
I'm here, family.
How you doing?
First of all, man, look here. I am so elated and proud of what you are doing. And I had to call in, bro, to give y'all the big up. The discussion that you're having right now is of the utmost importance, and it really could be defined. You're talking about a spiritual and a mental resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't never cut the rope or the umbilical cord, because we're not tied mother to baby, we're tied brother to brother and sister to sister. Mm-hmm. And anyone who is doing this healing work that you all are doing, using KBOO as that medium, and everything that you do, my brother, your artwork and everything, man, Portland, the town is on right now. It is lit. 62 is on. Keep doing what you are doing. The narrative that we're being told is not the truth on the ground. Black Portland is lit right now, family, and I love what you're doing. Keep up the good work. I'm always here supporting you in the shadows. and I love it, dear brother. And I can take and listen to anything that you all have to say off the air. Keep that work pushing, family.
Man, we appreciate that, bro. That's much love right there.
Yeah, thank you for that. That was heavy.
I love it. And then you just hang up. That's the way you do it, man. You drop some powerful energy and then you click.
Hello.
I heard a dial tone since 88, man. I like that. So, again, one more time, the phone number is 503-231-8187. It's KBOO 90.7 FM, Calculated Conversation Radio Show. Your host, David Jefferson, co-host Ken Jones in the house. Yes. And we just touching bases. And don't forget to find us on Instagram at Calculated Conversations, Facebook at the Calculated Conversation Radio Show, Twitter, Calculated Talk, website, CalculatedConversation.com.
You got it down.
Yeah, I didn't say it so many times. Now I don't need to read nothing.
Right quick, something I wanted to touch on, I had made a little note on, and it had to do with decisions, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And just plainly, I wrote, make a decision, exclamation point, quadruple underline on decision, right? I think, and myself included in this, mm-hmm. you know, the idea of the words we choose, right, in our inner dialogue, mm-hmm. and we give ourselves so many outs, what I should be doing, what I may do, what I probably do. And that's setting yourself up for always having an escape route. Like I never said I was going to, or I am going to.
That's right.
And understanding about making a decision and just following through. And it can start small. And I think about, there was something I heard, and this was years ago, and I think I may have brought it up on one of the other joints, but about the small decisions, you know, that can lead up to the bigger. And one of the things I had heard a couple years ago was the idea of like waking up in the morning was one of the first things you do. You go brush your teeth, you get out of your bed, that's the first thing. Sit up in bed, whatever it is you do, whatever your little routine is. But one of the first things after brushing the face, or brushing the teeth, washing the face, mm-hmm. I won't leave my house without making my bed. I don't care if I'm late, I don't care what's happening. I'll stop, put my cover back on the right way, fluff my pillows up, get them all set up. And that's starting every day with accomplishing a decision that I made to make sure that this was done daily. Right. So I'm already starting out by tackling a goal.
It's
done. You know, my drive to work, where it's like I don't listen to news. It's I'm pulling up one of these speeches. I'm pulling up one of these audio books. Something that my first 30 minutes on the of being up and out the house, this is what I'm being filled with. Right. You know, knowing I'm about to get into this office and it's going to be pandemonium. Mm-hmm. I've got so many questions to ask, you know, email, all that. So before getting into that mode, so these are decisions that, you know, I make to try to keep myself at a certain place. And I think about like the idea of like babies, right? Mm-hmm. Like when a baby is trying to learn how to walk, right? They get up and get going. Like, we don't prompt them. It's not like, you know, we might get them and have them do their little step, whatever. But it's like, once they kind of get it in their head, they're going until they figure it out.
Right.
Like, it doesn't stop me. How many people just sat down one day, you know, and be like, yeah, well, I'm not walking. Yeah, it didn't work. I'm going to just give up. Right. And if you sit and you watch, you know, the kid's determination to where their walking is much more important than the fear of falling.
Mm-hmm.
And taking that idea, you know, and applying that in our adult lives, mm-hmm. where that fear of falling, where that's that not making a commitment, to our decision, because we could fall if we fully commit to this and land on our face in doing so. We don't want to know what that feels. You know what I mean? Right. I feel like we let people down, whatever it may be, let ourselves down, and it's really having to, you know, kind of break through that. Through that way of thinking,
mm-hmm.
and making these commitments to yourself, the same way we make commitments to a phone contract. I'm paying like $140-something a month for these phones, but I'm paying it on time.
That's all.
Every month. But these things with myself, mm-hmm. you know, am I that on point? I know this is getting paid every 20th.
Right.
But what am I doing as far as myself, the contracts with myself,
mm-hmm.
to make sure these things are done, you know, and holding myself accountable. We know what the kickback is. We don't pay this bill. We don't pay this rent. We don't, you know, right. mortgage, whatever it may be. And so making some of that stuff to, making some commitments to ourselves, right. making these decisions to actually push through with something. And even when it doesn't make sense in that moment, or it doesn't feel like, you know, that resorting back. And as I'm saying this to myself too. So right. for anybody listening, like, I'm talking to me and I'm talking to y'all, right. you know, in this. But I think, you know, in this process, kind of what I'm going through right now, it's like this stuff is just becoming more and more relevant, right. you know? And again, it's some of the small things, these big grand ideas, these grand goals and stuff that we have, it can weigh us down because we're feeling like that's just too big. As opposed to just focusing on some of these little things. Like, I go back to my making the bed.
Right.
That's something that's done every morning. And that's kind of just getting the ball going. Mm-hmm. And it's starting to create these little routines that you accomplish that. I accomplish that. These little goals I set for myself throughout the day. And then those things can start being built upon.
Right.
You know, you start getting that little reward of feeling like I did that. Because it's nothing for me like coming home and seeing my bed made. I don't know what it is. Like, a messy bed makes my stomach feel weird. Like, I can't be comfortable sitting around a bed with covers and stuff all mixed up. And then also taking these ideas and these decisions, goals, whatever, you know, you want to label them more on. I guess I'll stick with decisions since that's what I started with. But these decisions and putting it on paper, something that you can actually look at, because that's where those reminders, you know, sometimes kick in. Our brain, we're taking in so much content, so much. And it can eat. And if you're somebody, you know, especially creative mind and so on, it's like you got so many things in here going. And then you might get another one, and that starts outweighing this one. But if you just keep it put down somewhere, and somewhere that you can see, because even sometimes, like with our journal, unless you're writing every single day and going back to that page, mm-hmm. it's gonna get lost. I got so many post-it notes sitting around places, right. you know. But just those things, those kind of reminders, as far as kind of get yourself up and get yourself going, and that's, you know, just a thing that I hope, you know, more people take into account, make decisions. Make definitive statements about your purpose.
Right.
Make definitive statements about the things you're going to do, not just what you would like to do. Yeah, you can have your list of likes, but you also need to make your list of these are non-negotiables. These are happening.
Right.
You know. So again, that was my spiel. I hope y'all had a great time. I'm here all week, guys.
That's cool because. I don't know, I was watching, like, I'm a big fan of Will Smith and stuff, you mm-hmm. know, and I remember one of his favorite videos that I like, or one of my favorites of his that I like is when he's talking about deciding, mm-hmm. you know, like, he puts so much emphasis on just decide. He's like, all you have to do is decide mm-hmm. what it is you're going to do,
mm-hmm.
and again, make that definitive,
mm-hmm.
and he said the universe is just kind of going to make way for you, it's just going to kind of open up, as long as that decision is firmly made in your mind, everything just kind of opens up, and, mm-hmm. and the energy starts to like attract the things and the people mm-hmm. and the organizations, you know,
yeah.
And the push that you need to move a little bit further.
Yeah,
and so you're not going. And I think that's cool, and I really believe in that. I actually seen that work, man. Mm-hmm. Like, that is an amazing philosophy, because I've actually used it before, you know. I've actually just kind of decided I was going to do certain things before I actually knew how I was going to do it. I just knew I was going to get it done.
Yeah.
And then to see it happen in front of me in real life, and then to see people connect with it.
Right.
You know, and then all I do is go back to just thinking about when I was at home and just in my head, like, envisioning this,
right?
And I made a decision that this is what I was going to do one way or another. Right. That stuff actually works, man.
Right.
And so, yeah, people aren't really failing at anything. They just not deciding to do anything, mm-hmm. you know, as far as I'm concerned. You know, the energy is an amazing thing. The law of attraction is a beautiful concept. I've seen it work time and time again, and it's just kind of foolproof, man. I hate to say it, and I know people don't believe in it, and they think it's some superstitious type of thing, but it's just a universal law. I mean, you know, when you take it control of your mind and the way you think and the way you see the world, and you start to create that vision mentally first, and then you automatically start to manifest it because you start moving around and talking about these things
yeah.
as you go out your daily routine. You yeah. talk about these things more. You notice these things more.
Right.
Now you see signs right. more because it's in your mind. So right. when you see it, you recognize it.
Right.
If it's not in your mind, when you see it, it's foreign to you.
There's a name for it, because it's just like when you...
It's like philosophy or something.
It's
like
something when you have memory. Like a car, right? It's a car that you want. All of a sudden, now you see that car.
Yeah, there is a name for that.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, and it's the same thing as far as that.
Right. And it's just crazy because once you get it there, it just everything materializes around you. So the thing is, these things have always been around you.
Right.
You
right.
just haven't decided that you right. care about them. And now that you decided that you care about them, now you see them.
Your awareness is up.
And so this is the reason why certain people take advantage of opportunities that the average person can't take advantage of, because their mind is not wired to identify these right. things and go take advantage of them, you know. And that's the beauty of getting your mind right, you right. know, and putting everything here first.
Right.
When you gain control of that, man, the world's going to open up, because everything's already here. Whatever you need is already here. Right. You just can't see it.
Right.
You know what right. I'm saying? Because you haven't made your mind up yet that that's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it just, it works. It's like clockwork, man. You know, were you going to say something, Trailer?
You know I was going
to
say.
I know you didn't come here to talk. We didn't come here to talk, but we don't mind if you want to say a couple things.
No, actually, it's just really gratifying, because to bring confirmation for myself to this conversation is mm-hmm. that this is what I was going through and what I was thinking. And I was like, you know what? And it's funny, because today was just like a whole bunch. And I was like, let me hit up David and see if I can just stop through. You know I've been begging and calling and both of y'all.
Right.
Let me get on. Let me come visit. Let me drop in. But today I was like, I'm not going to go to church, which normally I would do today at Bible study. This is my mm-hmm. Bible study hour. I said, let me go fellowship and just and get this. But I feel like God or the universe, whoever people refer to, put that on my heart. And now that I'm coming here, the confirmation is that this is where I needed to be, right. to be subject to this conversation. I didn't know what y'all was going to be talking about. That's I didn't right. know really what was going on. Right. But because I know my heart and how I've been trying to condition myself to what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, what I'm doing, mm-hmm. God placed this on my heart for me to come here, and then I'm being fulfilled by this conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm getting the confirmation. Everything that you said, as soon as you said it, risk, I said, I wrote, fear is always a factor,
right.
no matter at what level that we're in. But for a person, like you said, to be able to be knowledgeable of where they want to go, mm-hmm. we have to know at some point the universe is going to take care of us. It's going to carry us on. If we're in the bathroom and we run out of toilet tissue, sometimes somebody might be downstairs to bring us up a roll.
Right.
Sometimes right. you got to improvise and do what you got to do. But all in all, like you said, you're always going to have what you need, but it's just about the doing it factor. Otherwise, you're going to be sitting on the toilet and your leg's going to turn numb. You're going to be, you know what I mean? Right. Anything can happen, but at the end of the day, one has to take turns with the universe and themselves with bringing things into fruition. So, like, yeah, definitely, when you see a car and it's like, man, I want this Ferrari, then everybody, oh, okay, I see a Ferrari. Okay, boom. It's those things recollecting itself in our mind, but we also have to take our power in speaking good things into existence, mm-hmm. and doing our part at taking action and being accountable for what's wrong and what's right. Mm-hmm. Earlier, absolutely. I heard you guys mention about friends, and I'm thinking, like, with social media being so dominant these days, people are always like, oh, this person was talking about me, this person was saying this.
Right.
First of all, and especially in a small city like this, we forget the real normal things.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, first of all, why would I want to see you looking dirty? Why would I want to see my friend or somebody I grew up with not in their best light? Mm-hmm. So, of course, I may have something to say. I may not say it to you. If I have that notion or that, I may be able to come to you and say, hey, man, you know, David, I seen you the other day. I don't know if you was having a bad day. I don't know if it's what you're going through. But it's just yeah. like, man, I want to see you shining. I want to, you know, like, do you need something? You know, some people are just coming to criticize, but not really offer up a solution.
Right.
But if you need criticism, you're going to get that at that time. If you want to take something from it, we will. We have to also possess our own power and understand our power. And our power sometimes is in our perception and how we're perceiving things. The guy that called in, Jeff, he said, possessions, let me not misquote him, but because here go the chicken scratch. Possessions run the risk of possessing us. So if mm-hmm. we're always possessing negativity, mm-hmm. or we're always possessing gossip, or we're always possessing doing things in our mind, a mind that's only doing things for show or for stigma, mm-hmm. that's going to eventually show. But if we're possessing a mind to really be better and find this positive ground and this energy and throw ropes every now and then,
yeah.
those things are going to come to us too. We have right. to trust the process, but nothing is going to make itself happen without our own footwork.
Right.
I appreciate this conversation.
By the man.
That's right.
She said a mouthful.
Boom.
Yes,
she wasn't even supposed to speak today, and look at that.
Look yeah. at,
you know, but you know, again, it's like, oh yeah, we got about 12 minutes left, so I know these shows go by fast and y'all want us for 3-4 hours, but we working on it. But again, 503-231-8187. And so we just talking about you know, manifesting, you know, we talking about deciding, we talking about just kind of strategizing your energy around you. These things are not, it's not superstition, it's not a joke. I mean, you know, one thing we all need to really understand is the concept of energy and how real it is and how it works, you know, and it works whether you know it's working or not.
Yeah.
And so my thing is that if it's working, you might as well learn as much about it as you can, because I mean, what do you think people like why do you think people contact you when people are making these deals or they have these opportunities? Like, how do you think they decide who they're going to call? You know what I mean? They make these calls based off of energy force that, mm-hmm. that they feel from you, what they notice from you. If you continue to put, you know, consistent energy out in any aspect, any given idea or decision you've made about you or your life, and then like that is going to circulate around the universe, you know, and around you. Right. And so when it's time for these things, these skills, you know, these passions to be unveiled, people are going to ask you if you're prepared, if you're ready to do this. Mm. You know, and that's what it's for. It works. And when you, if you don't put that energy out, nobody knows what you do. Right. They don't know what you care about. They right. don't know what you're passionate about. Right. So they're not going to call you. You know what I mean? And so, like she said, you're going to just be sitting on the toilet on your Facebook trying to figure out when they're coming. You know, and you haven't even sent out a poke or a tweet or nothing, you know. But the bottom line is, you know, just become one with yourself. It's all about you. It's all about how well you understand you. And how well you're able to identify yourself as opposed, you know, as just an individual, as opposed to always collectively to the things that's going on around you. Mm-hmm. So your mind has got to be very, very powerful to withstand the pressure of everything going on around you. You still must autonomously maintain that power so that you can do what you need to do and get where you need to go and affect the people that you need to affect and attract the people and things that you need to attract. Because if you're just doing what everybody else doing, then it's too many people to choose from. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, of course you're not gonna get chosen because you look like everybody else. You know, if you want to go, you know, if you just want to go grab an action figure out of a toy box or something at Walmart, right. You don't even need to look at their face. You just pick one, you know. But when you know you need a specific, you know, a specific toy or a specific piece, you're not going to stop until you see that piece, until you get that, till that piece is available. And you won't know that piece unless the energy show it to you, which means that you have to demand that, you know, by your words, by your actions, by the things you pay attention to, by how you talk to people, how you treat people, how people, you know, be conscious of how people see you.
Right.
You know, it's one thing to know what you mean and how you see yourself, but it's a whole another level of awareness when you understand how you're being seen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's where the power comes, that people see you exactly how you want them to see you on purpose. That's not an accident. You got to control how people see you. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of, again, calculated conversation, because we are calculating the end result way before people even know what they're about to see when they see mm-hmm. us. We know what they're about to see before they know it. And we want them to see that because we want a certain response from that.
Right.
You know, and to me, that's, you know, that just speaks volumes about yourself. You know, it's not about nobody and what people didn't do for you or what another race did to hurt you, you know. Right. I mean, understand, I know it's going to be pressures out there in you know, in different forms in our country, in this world, in this universe. But even then, I mean, you still have to maintain control and power over your mind and how you see and process information.
Righteous.
You know, and how you re-deliver it once you become aware of it. Huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's my spiel.
Jesus. So to piggyback off that just a little bit, like, also in conjunction, taking into account that you're knowing yourself and having a great understanding of self, mm-hmm. you also got to take, like we talk about all the time, that doesn't mean that's how that person functions.
Right.
And just because they don't function or think in this type of way doesn't make them wrong, doesn't make them the end, because they're not wrong in their mind.
Right.
And that's and it may not be wrong in either. It's just, it's, you guys just have a different way of seeing this, right? So I wanted to pull with that. I was going back through some of my old, so of course, you know, I feel like a lot of people stepping stone into reading something and they feel like it was a great thing, like the 48 Laws, right? I read that as a teenager. But I feel like this Dale Carnegie book was something I read in my early 20s that was like my first step of like really branching into this whole realm, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Just kind of But anyways, this is from the How to Win Friends and Influence People, and it's just a little piece in here that conversation with Martin Luther King. And it says, Martin Luther King was asked how, as a pacifist, he could be an admirer of Air Force General Daniel Chappie James, then the nation's highest ranking black officer. Dr. King replied, "I judge people by their own principles, not by my own." Right. And that resonated to me in a certain way, because if I'm judging you based on how I would react, how I would do this, how, then almost everybody's going to be wrong. Right. I'm going to see everybody as being out of line. You're not doing what it is that I would. But again, if you're having a different set of values, a different set of standards that you're operating by, how are you're doing what you're supposed to. And as long as you're adhering to your rules, and I think that's where it's partly on us. And of course, there's no way for us to know everybody's stuff. But if it's somebody you're in contact and somebody you're dealing with, mm-hmm. trying to actually take the time to figure out what their motives are.
Right.
Figure out what those benchmarks are for them, because that way you have a better understanding of why it is they're reacting or acting in the manner that they are. Mm-hmm. That after understanding now, you know where the benchmarks are for them. That can change how you deal with that.
That's right.
Because you know what that's doing and why they're doing that. And again, if they're standing up, they're being a stand-up person for their morals, mm-hmm. then you can't knock that.
Nope.
Even if your morals is different. That's something that's coming together, in which I think, you know, there's a certain piece of all of us that can recognize when somebody is a stand-up person, mm-hmm. regardless of what, even if it's for something we oppose, but they stood up mm-hmm. and rode for whatever it was. You know what I mean? And being able to respect that. And I think, too, the maturity that I hope that us as a collective will be able to reach, as far as especially our demographic mm-hmm. and dealing with people, right? And seeing people who are standing up and right. doing something,
right.
not sitting at home being mad about what other people are doing,
right.
and having enough time on their hands to have whole conversations about those things,
right.
as opposed to putting their efforts into what they're doing.
Right.
I really do hope that people can get to a point to really pat people on the back, give a thumbs up, a high five, low five, whatever it may be,
right.
to just congratulate, just yes. say, you know, some words of encouragement here and there, right. like, as opposed to feeling some kind of way,
right?
You know,
right.
and that's right. where we go into like this idea of the work. And I understand people get frustrated because it's the idea that, you know, you outwork the next person, and sometimes it's not so much the outwork, it's the smarter, not harder. You right. can work out twice as much, but somebody might have found a technique to do something that got them to the goal, their goal, shred, weight, whatever, in half the time. Right. That's no knock on them. Like, hey, that's dope. Right. Like put me on. You know,
somebody might have bought a Bowflex.
Hey, right. So it's just, you know, taking that and really, really putting that, you know, into your mind as far as what you're putting out. There's so many people I shake hands and tell them what they're doing, even if it's not something that I directly align with, not even something right. that I might rock with. You know how many CDs, and I've talked about this before, how many CDs I ain't ever took out the plastic, because I'm not interested in hearing it.
Right.
I respect what you're doing.
Right.
You know how many hats are sitting in my, how many shirts are sitting, and they're not going to get worn. It's not my thing, but I just like seeing you doing something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's just, I wish that was a little bit more the norm. It's yeah. okay. It's okay to say that that's tight. It's okay.
And again, I think that yeah, right. I think that boils down to just, you know, the lack of self-awareness again. Yeah. Because once you kind of really in tune with who you are and what you're doing and what your mission is, you yeah. love everybody following their mission.
Yeah.
You don't really care if it's different or if it's competitive with yours or
right.
whatever, you know. You just love the fact that somebody's on a mission. And that's an amazing thing to see, you know. And like, Rashawn, I think his name was Rashawn.
Rafon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he called in, he said, you know, he basically, you know, said the same thing. He's just happy to see that people are
Man.
Moving forward and talking about these things.
And saying, you know, it. You're not weird by opening your mouth, you know. And I think that's, you know, another piece in there where it's like, you know, I'm going to address it. I'm going to tell you you're doing good. I like seeing what you're doing, male or female, if it's something that's actually happening. And I don't need to have a whole full-length conversation. Just, bam, here's what I see, good looking, and keep on pushing. Yeah, that's my piece. I know we're
yeah, we almost done, but that's what, you know, to end things here. That's why the goal is always to focus on self. You know, I mean, once you really get in tune with yourself, I mean, you really become one with the world, one with the universe. You connect better with people. You're just more pleasant. You're more lively. You know, you're not held back by the things that you aren't doing anymore because you're too focused on what you are doing and where you're going. And so, and that's how people connect on those levels. And even if it's different, you know, there's nothing wrong with just, you know, finding the conversation you can calculate and talk about these differences. As long as you can be direct, you can have these conversations and be patient with things that are different, everything should be fine, man. So, again, we out. We appreciate you guys listening. Thanks, Trailer, for coming in. Yes. David and Ken out. Calculated Conversation.
Calculated Conversation, everything next, on the internet.
Next Tuesday, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock.
Thank
This is KBOO Portland.
Got your girl in the cut and she choose a club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choose a club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choose a club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choose a club going up.